Mesechus Be'er, Perek Gimel Mishnechet. Aymer Adam Lechaveiro Male Li Klize. Avalobamida. A person who wants to buy shemen or yayin from his friend on Yom Tov, he may not buy the shemen or yayin in the usual way by saying, give me such and such amount of shemen or yayin. Instead, he must give him a cup and say, fill up this cup without mentioning the amount. Avalobamida. But he may not use the regular measuring cup that his friend usually uses to sell the shemen or yayin b'chol, because that's considered uvda d'chol, and it's a zilzul to yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im haya kli shel mida lo yimalena. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't use a measuring cup at all. You must use a regular cup that's not used for measuring. Ma'isa ba'aba shol ben patnis, shahaya memale nidoisa me'er of yontif, v'noisman lalakuchos b'yontif. There was a ma'isa with Abba Shol ben patnis, that when he saw shemen or yayin in Yontif, he made sure to fill them up before Yontif, and that way he just was able to give them out to his customers on Yontif, as he also held that you're not allowed to fill up a measuring cup on Yontif. Abba Shol Aimer, after Moed Oisa came and made Beruahem Midas. Abba Shol said that Abba Shol ben Batnis used to fill up his cup for his customers beforehand on Cholamoid also, in order to have clear Midas. As in Cholamoid, he didn't have a lot of time to wait with his customers, as he had to go out to answer Shilas. And when you pour wine, they tend to frost over, and in order to have a clear measure, you need to wait until it settles down a little bit. So therefore, he filled up the cup for his customers already beforehand. V'chachamim oimrim, ach b'chol oisakein, v'pnei mitzah hemidus. Even during the week, Abba Shol ben Batnis would pour the oil for his customers the day before, because he wanted to have exact midos. As when you pour oil, some of the oil tends to stick on the bottom of the cup. So therefore, he wanted to pour the oil for his customers before, and in order to get out the last drops. Hoylech adam eto chembeni harago eslo. On Yontif, a person could go to his regular grocer. V'omer lo tenli basim ve'egozim b'minyan. And he can say to him on Yontif, give me such and such amount of eggs and nuts. Shekein derech bal habayit liyos moina b'toch besu. Because that's the way somebody would normally borrow eggs and nuts from his friend. He would say, give me this and this amount. And since this person, when he takes the eggs and the nuts from his grocer, he doesn't mention a price. So it's no different from borrowing from his friend. And therefore, it's mutter on Yontif, and it's not also mishomekah for memker. Meseches Be'ah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi kade yayim imakom lamakom. Somebody who on Yontif wants to bring jars of wine from one place to another, lo yaviim b'sal v'kupa. He should not put a number of jars in a box or a basket, as it's not Yontif dik to carry around a number of jars in a box on Yontif as it looks like you're bringing them to Sarachol. Avon maybe who I'll staple in front of. Instead, you could bring one or two in his hand in front of him or on his shoulder. And that way, it's muchach that he just needs the wine for Yontif. V'chein ha-moylech es ha-tevin. So too, somebody who is carrying a sack of straw to feed his animal. Lo yafsho es ha-kupa la-chorot. He shouldn't carry it over his shoulder. As the chachamim say, he has to carry it with a shinoi in order that it shouldn't look like an uvda d'chol, that it shouldn't look not Yontif dik. Avo mevihu b'yadom. Instead, he should bring it in front of him in his hand. Umaschilin ba'remach ha-tevin. If you have a pile of straw which you have not yet taken from before Yontif, you can start taking from this pile of straw in Yontif. Even though it's not muchan from before Yontif, our tana does not hold as the itza mukta, so therefore even something which is not muchan is mukta. You can't take from the stack of wood in your backyard, which is reserved for building. As this mukta is very chamer, as it's called mukta machas chisar and kis, as the wood, since it's used for only one purpose, which is that you use it only for building, you may not take it on Yontif to use for firewood, because since this wood is very valuable, a person does not have any doubt at all to use it for any other purpose. So therefore, even our Tana holds that it's also Mishum Muksum.